It's time to unite our hearts and heal our wounds of separation, to shift our collective consciousness from head to heart, from fear to love. Join evolutionary leader, healer, and spiritual mentor Sue DeMay and other heart-centered leaders for enlightening conversations and profound experiences of oneness.
Welcome, everybody, to the Living Oneness Gathering. I am your host, Sue DeMay. It's wonderful to see you all here and to join hearts with you as we hold the intention to raise consciousness, to shift consciousness from head to heart, from fear to love, from chaos to cohesion, coherence, to unite with the intention of global unification in peace and compassion, with empathy. The world right now is a wild place. It has been for a while. And how we show up individually has an impact on the collective energy of all of the earth. And even beyond that, we'll stick globally for this gathering for now. And I'm finding there's a lot of shifts happening on such deep, profound levels for individuals. There's energies working in the background. There's energies, new frequencies that are coming in all the time. So much that I can't even keep up with talking about them. I'm experiencing them all the time. There are shifts happening all the time on so many levels. We're in a very accelerated time of our evolution. And that's great news. And it can be very disorienting because things are changing so rapidly. There's not a lot of time in between to acclimatize. So you may be feeling moments or experiences or times of disorientation and trying to maybe have a hard time finding your footing or feeling grounded. So whatever you can do to ground, whether you stand on the grass, go out in nature, go for a walk along the beach, stand on the sand, the soil, whatever you can do to support you in feeling grounded. But don't go look for the old feeling of groundedness. It's different. It's changed. It's shifted. I've talked about this in previous episodes, but our ability to ground is different. The experience we're having of energy is changing, is shifting constantly. The new energies are coming in all the time. Old energies, discordant energies are really being almost in a way forced to the edge or forced to rise up. So we can't really keep things buried anymore. Everything needs to come to the surface to be revealed, to be healed, to be honored, to be witnessed, to be processed and released and or transmuted, whatever is needed. And that it comes with a challenge. It comes with some challenges and it comes with some heart work we need to do. And at the same time, the more you can live with present moment awareness, the better you're going to be able to navigate all of this. And these touch-in points, the Living Oneness Gathering, there's other things that are happening that I'm sure you're tuning into, tapping into other communities. Whatever is aligned for you at that moment will serve. If it's not guided, if it's not aligned, if you're forcing it, then it's not serving. If you're resistant to something, but yet you're meant to be there, then there's something in it for you. There's a purpose to it. So we use our life classroom as an opportunity to shine light on what we need to heal and to guide us and direct us in how to navigate this ever-changing, ever-evolving, ever-changing landscape we call life. So as we sink in today, the invitation is just to be open to whatever experience you're meant to have. And if something doesn't resonate or land, just let it be water off a duck's back or place it aside and trust that if it's a seed that needs to be planted for another time for you, then that's what it is. Our tendency in the mind is to judge things that don't resonate or judge things that maybe don't land the same way. And my invitation is just for you to be wide open to anything, attached to nothing. Let the experience that you're meant to have unfold, allow it to come in and change your mind or shift your energy or give you a little heart scrub or whatever it's meant to do today. Be a reminder for you of your oneness, whatever it's meant to be for you today. So let's take a breath and close your eyes if you can, if you can safely do so. Sink in. And just take some deep breaths. And as you're breathing in and out, you can breathe in through the nose, out through the mouth if you want to do a little bit of an ah sound or a sigh, an audible tone as you exhale. Creating a little bit of a vibration. Just creating that sacred container for the group. And as you step into this beautiful container, just imagine yourself walking through a decontamination shower, a beautiful shower of light, purification, cleansing, clearing. I've been aware, I've become aware this week of another large source of interference. So I've been working with that on a cosmic scale and just tuning into how it's affecting people individually. So over the next couple of weeks, and particularly in May, I'll be doing a lot of work to clear that energy and to balance and harmonize that space, and also to release and clear any ways that it's influencing us individually, but also collectively. I do a lot of work in the collective consciousness, that morphic field of collective consciousness. And there's a lot of information right now. There's a lot of interference on bigger energetic levels, but there's a lot of interference playing out even in small ways. And interference can be internal with our ego, or it can be external coming from an outside source. So just be extra discerning. And if you have thoughts that aren't yours, you probably have some interference coming in. If you've got feelings, sensations, and triggers of things that you don't normally get triggered by, you probably have some interference. So going back to some of the previous episodes or using the Healer's Toolbox for those of you that have it, there's different things I've recorded over the years to help clear interference. So whatever you can do to keep your field as clear as possible. I'm just inviting you to breathe into the back of your heart space. Just feel a lot of congestion there for a large number of you. Those of you that are here live with me, but also those of you that are listening to the podcast or watching on YouTube later. My intention is always to work with the energy of anyone and everyone who will ever listen to this and experience this. So I can feel a collective energy and the needs of the collective energy of the group. And breathing deeply into the back body, into the back of the heart. Inviting a softening in the area of the shoulder blades. The space between the shoulder blades, along the spine, from the base of the neck down to the tailbone. I'm just going to calm the nervous system. So, inviting an energy to come in that's calming and soothing. And it's going to come direct from source to you, whatever you need. You're a unique recipe for calming your central nervous system. And inviting some energy to enter into the brainstem, the nervous system, the adrenals. Inviting that energy to calm the mind, breathing deeply in and out. See if you can encourage your breath to lengthen and deepen without forcing it, just an encouraging, an invitation. And if you're breathing now through the nose, in and out through the nose, 10 breaths in and out the nose can actually calm the nervous system. It actually turns off the sympathetic nervous system, the flight, fight, or freeze response. And it activates the parasympathetic nervous system, which is the rest and restore response in the body. So when you take deep breaths in through the nose and out through the nose, it lets the body know that everything is okay. There's no saber-toothed tiger chasing you. You're safe in this moment. You can relax, soften, let go, rest, restore. And if you still feel an activation of stress or anxiety, you could take your hand and just place it at the back of the skull, kind of cup the hand under the back of the skull, and you're basically holding the area of the reptilian brain. And just imagine you could send some calming energy from your heart into your hand, through your hand into the back of the brain. And you might even use some words in your mind to help. I am calm. I am safe. All is well. I am peace. I am calm. Whatever words come in. Placing both hands on the heart center, pressing your hands in. So you're giving a little press in of the hug and just a gentle pull down, just gently anchoring the heart space. Breathing in, breathing out. Inviting that sense of calm, peace. Imagine that wave of energy, that calming, soothing energy flowing through the body, moving through the body, even with your breath, through your blood, through all the neural pathways, the neurovascular system, moving through the fascia pathways as well. Being carried by the water, hydration in the body, carrying information, carrying the message that you are safe, you are calm, you are peace, all is well. In this moment, all is well. In this moment, you are here now, in this space. Breathing, receiving, softening. Surrendering to peace. Surrendering to calm. Opening to love. Imagine opening your heart. And if it's already open, just opening it a little bit more to let a little bit more love in. Let divine love expand. Find light within you, expand. And as it expands in your heart space, in each breath, using the breath to carry it and move it through the body. And although the physical breath is often with the lungs, the rib cage, and the diaphragm, I invite you to imagine your whole body breathing. Imagine with every breath as you expand and soften at the exhale, expand with the inhale, that all your cells are breathing with you, that all your cells are expanding and relaxing, that all your organs are expanding, softening, relaxing. That all your bones are breathing, that your energy field is breathing. Gentle wave, a gentle pulsing, a gentle expanding. Softly coming back in. All is well. All is well with your soul. All is well with your heart. In this moment, all is well in your humanness. In your body, in your energy field. And if any part of you is trying to convince you otherwise, just imagine that it's true. Lean into the idea. Try on the belief that in this moment, all is well. In this moment, I am calm. In this moment, I choose peace because I am peace. Your true nature is peace. Your essence is imbued with peace. War and conflict, fighting, fighting to be right, that's all programmed. So we lift the programs, even for a moment, we place them aside. Even the programs deeply programmed in the mind, the subconscious mind, even the tapes and old loops, inherited loops, we place aside. And we consciously choose peace. As we calm our body, calm our minds, calm our energy, we invite the frequency of calm to expand and flow through every aspect of our being. We invite the frequency of peace to expand and flow through every aspect of our being, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, energetically. in all the space within and around us. We embody peace and calm. We welcome it. We embrace it. We become it. And it becomes us. We become peace, and peace becomes us. We become calm, and calm becomes us. We choose peace because we are peace. We choose love because we are love. And as we're here embodying these beautiful energies and frequencies, anything that's discordant that doesn't align with these energies, just stir it into your heart. Bring it into your heart. Don't deny it. Don't judge it. Don't push it away. Don't bury it. Don't try and dump it. Stir it into your heart space. Imagine that you can bring it into your heart space to witness it, to honor it, to accept it, to make peace with it. Let your breath meet it with love. Let it meet the energy, the discordant energy, and bring it into coherence. Let it be transmuted. Stirring it into your heart in the central line. If there's anything you need to know about this energy, let it be brought to your heart to be understood. Take some more deep breaths. Any of the energies that are being transmuted or honored or released, they can go down and clear down your grounding cord, that electromagnetic grounding cord into Mother Earth to be transmuted, to be used, recycled. Or some of that energy might go up and out through your central channel, out through the top of your head, out through the crown, out through the top of your energy field, to be released into the universe, to be reused or recycled. Anytime you feel anything other than calm and peace, invite that energy to be stirred in, to be witnessed, to be honored. We're not bypassing it, we're not burying it, we're not kicking it out of the field, we're witnessing it, meeting it with love, meeting it with the willingness to see, to know, to feel, to process. Remembering that emotions are energy in motion. When we give it space for it to be honored and processed, then we give it space to be transmuted. When you come across any area of the body that feels tense or dense or tight or has some kind of symptom or sensation, just invite love into that space. Be gentle. Bring compassion. Bring compassion to your liver. Bring compassion to your back. Bring compassion into your hip, to your bones, to your body. Whatever's needed, wherever it's needed, into your mind, your thoughts of fear, your emotions, just meet it all with love. Honor it, witness it, accept it. and then invite it to be processed. Sometimes it can disappear in a moment. It's processed instantly. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer, and sometimes there's more something we may be guided to do. There's more heart work around it. Gratitude and appreciation for the energies that are shifting and moving and clearing, and gratitude and appreciation for anything that remains, because if it remains, then there's something more it has to inform you, or there's maybe more of a process to release and heal it. So we bring in the energy of infinite patience, compassionate understanding, empathy for self, for all aspects of yourself, the younger, wounded versions of you, the tender aspects of your human experience. Leftover wounds, the inherited wounds. There's space for all of it to be honored, to be witnessed and accepted. And then there's an invitation not to stay stuck in it. We can sink into it and witness it, befriend it, have compassion for everything we've been through, are going through, everything we go through, we can grow through. And compassion and empathy and gratitude and appreciation are the perfect recipe for growth. Increasing awareness and expanding consciousness. Going beyond all the perceived limitations, unwinding the mind and changing all the deep programming, programs of fear, guilt, obligation, shifting out of fear and into love, remembering our true essence is love. Honoring our true essence, the divine source, the divinity within each of us. That is a light that will never go out. It cannot be extinguished. It may be buried behind or under things. You may feel disconnected from it, but you can never really truly disconnect from your source. Breathe into that connection. Imagine you could tap into that place within you, that source point of divinity. Imagine that connection growing, expanding. Your source kind of folds into that source point, but it also expands out. It goes both directions. Because ultimately, all of creation is folded within you, and you are folded within all of creation. And like a drop in the ocean, you are a unique expression, a unique drop in a vast ocean of divine creation. Breathing, softening. Opening. surrendering to the truth of who you are. A little bit more, and then a little bit more, and then a little bit more. And now you could discover a treasure that resides within you, a pearl of wisdom, a pearl of insight, divine seed of remembrance. As you connect to that beautiful pearl within you, just notice the size, the location, and you may or may not see, it may be more of a sense or a feeling, but if you do see, is there any colors? Is it very white pearl? Is there kind of rainbow-like colors in it? Does it have some depth to it? Imagine you could connect to it. Feeling, sensing. The wisdom and guidance that is held in that beautiful seed, that beautiful pearl of wisdom. Imagine you can bring your awareness and consciousness right into the center of it. Just dive right into it like the ocean. It's easy to breathe in that space. It's easy to be in this space because it is very much a part of you. It's familiar. On some levels, it's very familiar. It's like coming home. Coming home to a deep knowing. Opening up to what you're meant to hear, what you're meant to feel, what you're meant to know, what you're meant to understand or remember. I'm just asking, what message does this pearl hold for me at this time? Let the message come in. It may come in the shape of a color or image, memory, feeling, sensation, words. Just be wide open to anything. In that state of wonderment and allowing, not searching, not trying. I wonder what this pearl holds. I wonder what I meant to know in this moment. As you receive any information, any insights, in whatever form they come in, whatever wisdom is imparted, just hold it in the heart. As you carry it and hold it in the heart, let it become the fuel for that beautiful beacon of divine light within you. No need to figure it out. No need to figure out the next steps. Just be with it here and now. The feeling, the sensation. How does it make you feel? I'm just watching for the ego to try and come in and run with it. Just letting the ego know you're good. You're going to remain present. As you invite this divine wisdom to be held in the heart, we can set an intention that if there's anything that you're meant to do, let it be guided, let it be directed moment to moment. May you follow the guidance in each moment. Because our divinity speaks to us in the present moment. It only works in the present moment. Our higher self or divine self, source, spirit, God, whatever it is that you speak to or receive messages through and from. Our divinity speaks to us moment to moment. Our guidance comes in the moment. The ego works in the past and the future. So the ego would have you focus on the step that's next, whereas the guidance is about the step that's now. What now? Breathe. What now? Soften. Say yes to this energy. Say yes to this guidance and wisdom. Say yes to this pearl. Say yes to your divinity. Say yes to that beautiful divine light that guides you on your path, illuminating the step that's in front of you. Yes, thank you. Letting go of the temptation of what's next. Really bringing all your awareness on what now. Here and now. Surrounded by that peace and calm. Grounding in this new energy, grounding deep with the earth, a deep connection to Mother Earth. And feeling grounded and connected to your source. The divinity within and all around you. This is who you are. You are love. You are light. You are peace. You are divinity. Animating this beautiful human avatar. And the invitation now is to embrace your humanness while embodying your divinity fully, wholly, and completely. Breathing, softening, allowing deeper and deeper presence, a stronger and stronger connection, that beautiful, unbreakable bond between your humanness and your divinity. You are not here to live in love, to live in fear. You are here to live in love. You are here to live in divine love, divine embodiment. A pure, clear, clean love. And when you stand in that embodiment, you become a beacon. A tuning fork for peace, for calm, for love, for unity, for connection, for community, for oneness. You become a messenger of love, and even your presence becomes healing. We all become healers. We are all healers because we have the ability to heal self. Greater capacity to heal self than we've ever been taught. But our presence is also healing for others. Imagine being a pure presence. The presence of peace, the presence of divine compassion, empathy, and deep breath. Opening up even further to receive the divine blessing. May you remember the truth of who you are. May you embody the essence of your source. May you become a beacon of light a messenger of love, a symbol of oneness, unity, and connection. And when you meet fear in the world, may you meet it with love so that love expands. And it's love that you extend out into the world in all directions. Like waves washing over, flushing, cleansing, clearing, purifying, transmuting all fear, harmonizing all disharmony, balancing all imbalances, lifting all density, transmuting all discordant energy into coherence. May you embody the change and the pure potentiality of what's possible for one is possible for all of humanity. Harmonizing and balancing all of creation, starting within and rippling out. And so it is. Yes, thank you. I'm a stump if you like. Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you. Take some deep breaths. And see if you can hold this feeling, energy, experience, frequency. And recognize it's actually not separate from you. As you come back to your physical body, it is your physical body. It is within and around you. It's actually imbued through and within your cells and all around the space. It is every breath you take. As you gently bring your awareness back, to your physical surroundings, bringing all of this, continuing to stay connected to it, holding it with you, as you, within and around you. Holding on to it as you. Open your eyes. And for those of you, some of you may want to keep your eyes a little bit closed for a little bit longer. That's okay. Take some deep breaths. Just tune into how you feel now. What feels different? What are you aware of? Observing without judging anything. So if there's still some discordant energy or some fear, that's okay. Stir it into your heart. See what happens. This is a practice. For some of you, you're going to land here and feel good, and the next minute you're going to walk out to the world and it's going to all disappear or feel like it disappears, but it can't really fully disappear. It can just get buried. It can just get buried under the fear or whatever's going on around you. And just know that that source within you, that source point can be expanded out. That's the practice of remembering, the practice of discernment, and then the practice of practicing. Practice makes progress. So if you feel to share in the chat, feel free. I'd love to hear how you experienced and what stood out for you. And if you're in the social platform, our online community, you can share in there as well. Just see. Monica, thank you. Fell asleep and had an aha moment. The moment I came back to consciousness, it was gone. I'm working on accepting that I feel disconnected these days. Okay. Yes. I really needed the calm and peace. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I think we all did. It's good to hear. Right. Let me just take a moment and see. So the next couple weeks, so next week I have a guest coming on the show. Cynthia Larson has written the book, The Mandela Effect, which talks about timelines and how timelines change history or timelines change memories. Some people, when they jump a timeline, some other people might still be on a different timeline. So it's a very interesting topic. And the Mandela effect, they've been talking about that for a long time, but she's written a book on it. She's done a lot of work on it. And I'm really excited to have an interesting conversation with her about timelines and how we can use them, the awareness of that to help us and support us moving forward. And so that'll be next week, the 24th of April. I'll have her as a guest. The following week, I'm actually traveling. I'm heading back to Australia to do some deep work, and I'm actually going for the whole month of May. So I'm not sure and not clear about the Living Oneness Gathering schedule, but I will keep you posted on what that will look like in May. And we'll see how that plays out. The time change this time of year makes 10 o'clock, three in the morning there. So although I'm often up in the middle of the night, it just depends on my accommodations, whether I can actually wake up and make noise. So we'll see how that plays out. All right. So, Andrea, I feel peaceful. Time for a nap. You're welcome. And Steve, love the part about stirring discordant energy in the heart. Yes, it's a very effective tool. I use that a lot now, and it's for me, it works really quickly. The more you practice it, it works really quickly. It's one of my favorite things to do. Cindy, lovely. I'm traveling on a train to Toronto, feeling calm and rocking the train. Nice. That's fun. Train. I haven't been on a train in a long time. Emma, so beautiful and needed. I felt very expanded and peaceful. There was a moment where I did. Oh, this is not showing up. Sorry. Oh, where I disappeared into nothing. Lovely. That's where you really sunk into the truth of who you are. Because we are nothing and everything all at the same time. Deborah, that was a deeply peaceful, profound. All right. I'll read everybody's comments. I thank you all for sharing. It does really. I appreciate hearing how the experiences do affect you. So I do appreciate you sharing, whether it's at this time or later on the online community. If you haven't joined the online community, it's heartledliving.com. Sorry, heartledliving.social. If you go to heartledliving.com, you will find it under offerings, the free online community. And you can join us over there. We have the different conversations. I post different inspiration and different things as well. And it's a great community. It's not on Facebook. It's on my own private hosted community site. So it's private, it's secure, and it's a non-judgmental space. So it's actually quite a scrumptious community, growing community. So I want to thank you all for being here. I'm aware that there's a lot happening in the world right now, and I'm aware that many people may be finding moments where you're holding steady and other moments where you're feeling like you're struggling or feeling like you just can't find your footing. Just know that we are moving through a really tumultuous time as humanity's evolution is happening. The path of evolution is messy, and it's really unfortunate that it's playing out this way, but it is what it is, and at this point, clearly it's what humanity needs to shake things up. I just wish it could be more peaceful, and I wish it could be under different circumstances. But this is the timeline that the collective consciousness chose, and we just need to find a way to navigate it. And recognize that there is a lot of interference right now in the field. There's a lot of interference, unbalanced energies using people to create a lot of chaos. And it's hard to watch, so don't watch it. You're finding it hard to watch, don't watch it. You can be informed. I'm informed. I can be informed. I can gather information. I can get little pieces, but I don't immerse myself and watch it. It's just not helpful. And we have an election here in Canada, so it's getting quite full of craziness too. So I do what I can to hold my own energy. I do what I can to hold that frequency of that tuning fork of love and peace and calm. And when I see something, if I get triggered by it, I process it. I take that time and stir it into my heart and check in with myself. What is it about what I'm seeing, what I'm looking upon that's affecting me? And then I work through that. My biggest challenge over the last 5 or 6 years has been just a feeling of disheartenment for how humanity and how people are treating each other. I find that really hard in my heart. I feel it now, just talking about it. It's one of those tender points for me that it's just really hard to see people treating other people the way they are in such a divisive, with just such a divisive energy. And remembering that this is not who we are. This is not who any of us are. And that's all deep programming, fear, separation, division, attack, fighting to be right, judgment, exclusive, like excluding people because of their race or excluding people because of different beliefs. It's just, that's not who we are. And that's what keeps me going because I know. I really feel that we're on a trajectory, a path. We've already kind of hit the tipping point. So now it's just riding the messy parts out that it's shifting, that it's changing. And we're in the point of our evolution where you really need to dig in deep to your own practice of holding steady in love and keeping your frequencies clear and clean, keeping your energy field clear and clean. It's more important than ever before. So you don't get hooked and you don't take the bait. That's the message I kept getting from the beginning of April. Don't take the bait. There's a lot of bait dangling, and you can get really caught up in the fear and the swirling. And that's what the out of balanced energies want you to be in fear. They want you to be in that fight energy. And just remember, that's not who you are. And in that moment that you feel it, you're like, this is not who I am. I am not fear. I am love. And this is what I'm choosing. And then what can you do? What are you guided to do in that moment to get you back into alignment? Come listen back to one of these replays. The podcast, there's 24 episodes. This is episode 24. There's 24. Go back to the beginning, listen to them all. Whatever you need, just find something that will support you to stay in alignment. That's what the world needs, and that's what you need. Your cells need it, your body needs it, your energy need it, your bones need it, your soul needs it. So do what you can. I have complete faith in you. I know you can do it, and I'm here to support you along the way to be one of your mighty companions. There's many mighty companions out there. Find the ones that work and resonate with you and hold steady. We've got this. We're doing it. It's happening. Thank you all for being here. I love you. I appreciate you. I honor you. Until next time, we'll see you next week with our beautiful friend Cynthia. Thanks, everyone. Bye for now.
Thank you for participating in our Living Oneness Initiative to unite our hearts in love for each other, our planet, and all of creation. If you would like to join us for a live gathering, you can RSVP at heartledliving.com/gathering.